This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, January 16th. Well, it's going to be pretty quiet today because everybody's watching the financial networks and everybody's a kind of a popsicle in Davos, Switzerland on Bloomberg, CNBC, etc. And they're interviewing all the industry leaders. But there is some significant news going on out there. First of all, it looks like Donald Trump's going to wrap up the GOP nomination after the Iowa caucus. Vivek Ramaswamy dropped out, endorsed Trump. And Trump, during his victory speech, was remarkably complimentary of his opponents. And clearly he wants to unify. And that's not the normal Trump a lot of us are used to, but he's taking a different tone. And he not only wants to unify his party, he wants to unify the country. So it kind of sounds like Joe Biden did when he was running. So anyway, I find that very interesting. We'll see if the rhetoric changes, but obviously it's a different Donald Trump. The other thing that's going on is in Davos, they are starting to freak out about Trump, but this is the Europeans. But the one that freaked out the most was European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde. And she gave an interview on French TV that broke European Central Bank tradition because she ventured into politics. And she said Trump would likely put the U.S. at odds with Europe and, on trade, military support for NATO, and the fight against climate change. Now, that's true on climate change. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, Trump made NATO stronger. You know, he just made everybody pay for it. So I find that very odd. And then as far as trade's concerned, Biden's been incredibly aggressive with trade. He basically doubled down on all the Trump trade policies and put up further barriers, especially on EV sales. You know, he didn't want to give all the credits to the EV companies. In fact, this year, you know, they just cut up to only 13 EV cars. So that's irritated a lot of the European manufacturers. So I find Christine Lagarde's comments just unconscionable, to be honest with you. I realize the French may not like us, but, you know, in the end, we're still an ally. So. And the other thing that's going on in Europe is there's protests everywhere, okay? And there's now protests in Germany. And Germans don't protest usually, you know, because, you know, it's a very orderly society. And but their farmers are out protesting because they're losing subsidies, mostly tied to green initiatives. So just like the farmers revolted in the Netherlands and are now 19% of their political parties, up from zero a few years ago, now the Germans are protesting, and it looks like there's going to be a far-right candidate that might become German chancellor down the road, because the far-right parties are winning, okay, in Germany. And German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, you know, his party was fourth in the last regional elections. So there's going to be some changes in Germany. Oh, and by the way, they contracted last quarter, so they're in a recession. You know, the green stuff is just expensive, and no one's anti-green. It just not everybody can pay for it. It's as simple as that. It's going to be interesting. Now, we have some issues going on in the Middle East. When the U.S. and Britain launched those strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen, apparently we only degraded them by 15%. So more attacks may be coming, and the Iranian Republican Guard is in Yemen helping these guys. So we might be killing some Iranians soon, because they're helping again the Houthi rebels. But speaking of the Iranian Republican Guard, they launched an attack in Iraq in the Kurdistan region, and they apparently took out a Mossad intelligence station. Now, Israel hasn't commented. They did kill at least four people. Six were injured. So the Middle East is a tinderbox. Oil prices are going to remain very firm because it looks like whatever the conflict is, it's growing. So it's going to be interesting. We have deflation in China. They're desperately trying to get market share. You have a recession in Germany. You have the elites in Davos mingling with all the Ukrainians. Ukraine's got a huge delegation in Davos. Lozinski's going to be speaking and all that stuff. So it's an interesting world we're in, okay? And the bottom line is the financials stocks, by and large, had better-than-expected earnings. Now we're going to have earnings from other stocks. So we got a lot to look forward to. Now, tomorrow is retail sales. Huge report. If the retail sales is strong, it might make the Fed postpone any rate cuts. If the retail sales are weak, as many of us expect, then the Fed might have to hurry up and cut rates, because the U.S. economy is really sputtering right now. And so interesting times are in, folks, but your best defense, strong offense, fundamentally spare stocks, earnings season is what we live for. And so let's enjoy earnings season and let those earnings come out, dropkick driver stocks higher. And then the market will have to consolidate in February. But for now, we got a lot to look forward to, because we're in the midst of great earnings announcements. So that's it. Selena Avalier, just want to give this brief update. I'll update the podcast tomorrow after the retail sales report. Take care, everybody.